and other news outlets as well, is the sort of story that you would sadly expect to read in some South American country. And it wouldn't be acceptable there, and it wouldn't be acceptable anywhere. But it's happening in Northern Ireland. I'll just read you what Rebecca Black has written. Three young men named on a sinister Facebook page have been shot in paramilitary-style attacks in the last month. The page continues updates when named individuals have been shot, while some comments appear to celebrate the shootings. And last night, one man named on the page was given a police escort from a Belfast house after a crowd gathered demanding that he leave. You've seen this, of course, on UTV as well. I want to speak to Pat Sheehan from Sinn Féin. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
It is beyond belief what is happening in the west of the city, and the police and the local community representatives don't seem to be able to do anything about it.
Well, whether it's beyond belief or not, it's totally unacceptable, and I condemn these attacks in the strongest possible terms. The people responsible should go away and leave the community in peace. They've nothing to offer, and they're trying to drag us back to the past. And there have been quite a number of shootings, particularly here in Turf Lodge, with three incidents in the past month. The shooting last night, the middle-aged couple who were shot last week, and a 16-year-old boy was shot a few weeks ago. So it's totally unacceptable. But, I mean, the community are shocked. They're terrified about what was happening. They don't know what's going to happen next.
And they're bound to be concerned about what might happen next, because it is very public, and it seems to be like as if there is an additional rule of law in some parts of Poldglass and Turf Lodge, whereby people beyond the police are being supported to some extent in what they're doing. There seems to be local public support for the tactics being used by unnamed individuals.
Well, I don't accept that, Frank. First of all, the police need to reassure the community that they're doing everything they possibly can to hold people responsible for these attacks. And the difficulty is that the community don't believe the police are doing everything they can. There are a small number of individuals involved in these attacks. I mean, they're very small groups. The dogs on the street know who they are, and there's no doubt the police know who they are. And it's up to the police to gather evidence. These shootings are happening with such frequency, it's beggars belief that the police can't do anything about it. I know from having been on the policing board that the police spend millions upon millions in terms of gathering intelligence, whether it's with covert human intelligence sources or whether it's through other covert intelligence gathering methods. And I have no doubt the police know who's responsible, and it's up to the police to gather evidence. The police can't turn around and blame the community and say it's the community's fault. But the fact is, the community doesn't support this type of action. The vast majority of people within the community want the police to do their job. They want the police to deal with ordinary crime in the streets, whether it's joyriding, drug dealing and all of that, house break-ins and so on, or whether it's these shootings, and they want the police to deal with it. And the difficulty is, so many people in this community have complained to me when they have reported crime to the police, their response has been less than satisfactory. So when it comes then to people asking or contacting the police about these shootings, people are reluctant to do so because they're saying they didn't do anything when I contacted them about a stolen car in the street or a break-in or whatever. Now, having said that, I know many police officers are doing an excellent job in the community, and overall crime has dropped in West Belfast over the past year. But these shooting incidents have increased. In fact, I think they've almost doubled since the previous year.
People who would be in touch with us are saying there are unsavoury characters in the area who are visiting hurt and harm upon the local residents. I'm not suggesting for a second that any of the people who have been targeted are those unsavoury characters, but there seems to be an appetite for at least a strand of the law of the jungle if the police aren't doing the job as you expect them to do.
Well, you see, what happens when there's a policing vacuum, other people will try to move in and gain kudos within the community for hiring out. you know, justice in this type of fashion, shooting people, maiming people. And the difficulty is, it's the community that's left to deal with the fallout from all of this, with mental health issues, trauma, suicide, because it's not just those who are shot who are affected. You know, kids witness this, other people are affected and terrified and frightened. I mean, even now, going around the doors canvassing, I mean, the number of people who have said to me they're afraid to go out is staggering.
These people who were hounded from their house last night, it was live on Facebook while it was happening. Other people are being listed on Facebook as being targets, or they've already been targeted. What's your message to those who are contributing to the image of this on social media?
Well, I would say to those people to stop that now and stop it immediately. There's no way anyone should be putting names up and pictures, photographs of people and making accusations, unproven allegations against them. It's only creating an atmosphere of fear, and it's wrong, and the people who are doing it should stop and stop now.
Okay, Pat Sheehan, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Okay,
that's
no bother.
Pat Sheehan.